This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Let's Talk Horses. I'm your host, Jason Vance. Joining me today is Carissa Wickens, a horse specialist from the University of Florida Extension. And we are going to be talking about cribbing. Now, Carissa, for those who don't know, what is cribbing?
Cribbing behavior, or what we sometimes call crib biting, is a behavior that we basically label as a stereotypic oral behavior in horses. So it's very repetitive in nature, but essentially a horse who cribs or crib bites places their top incisor teeth on a stationary object. It might be a fence panel, might be a place in their stall somewhere, but they set those top incisors on an object. They arch their neck, they pull backwards, and you often hear an audible grunting noise when they do this behavior. And basically what they're doing is they're drawing some air into the upper part of their esophagus, and then they're expelling that air, so you often hear that grunting noise. But a lot of horses will do it in the same place, maybe in their stall or out in the field, so they kind of like to go back to the same place, and they pretty much do the behavior the exact same way every time.
So do we know why some horses crib and others don't?
It's a very good question, a rather challenging and difficult question, something that we're still very much looking into in terms of research studies and experiments. One of the things we have a lot of good evidence for is it seems to be related to environment and management quite a bit. So horses that don't get a lot of turnout or foraging opportunities, they don't have forage or pasture in front of them, we see horses being at higher risk for developing oral stereotypies like cribbing. There is some evidence for a genetic role, however. There seems to be certain breeds or certain sexes of horses. We usually see these more in geldings and stallions than mares. At least there's a trend for that, as well as I mentioned, other breeds. And so sometimes thoroughbreds or quarter horses seem more affected, have a higher prevalence of these behaviors.
Now, what are some of the things that owners can do to try and manage the cribbing?
There are several things that folks can try. One of the challenges with cribbing behavior is no matter what owners try to do or barn managers try to do to stop cribbing behavior, once these horses have been a crib biter for a while, many of these horses are mature horses that have been crib biting for years. It's very, very difficult to completely eliminate the behavior in horses. But through management, there are certainly some things we can do that at least minimize the amount of time horses spend engaged in the behavior. So things, like I mentioned, are some of the maybe causal factors. You know, making sure that they have enough forage in front of them most of the day, if possible. So whether that's through pasture and grazing or making sure that you're dividing your hay feedings up, anything that we can keep them occupied with their mouth and their oral behavior, that seems certainly to help. One of the other things is making sure that they get to be horses and socialize with other horses. So again, turnout time and socialization seems to help with some of these stereotypies as well.
Now, I've heard it said that a lot of people argue about whether or not cribbing can be learned or not. What can you tell us about that?
That's another very good question. Definitely an argument that we hear quite a bit. Some of the older textbooks or some of the information out there, you'll see that. And the biggest concern with that is a lot of folks will not allow a crib biting horse to be boarded at that facility or spend time at that barn or farm. We're still investigating that question, but in general, in terms of the way horses learn, there isn't a tremendous amount of evidence so far that horses are really good observational learners, meaning that, you know, if a horse watches another horse perform a task, they're not going to necessarily be better at that task. And so when it comes to other behaviors like cribbing, we're not really convinced that that's what's happening. It's probably more that these horses have had a similar stressor or an environment. Maybe the management has set them up for this behavior. Often when you walk in a barn, if you see one cribber, you certainly see some other horses maybe that are crib biting. The other difficult part of whether it's learned or not, again, a lot of horses change hands, so they might have been adopted or brought into a farm, purchased with the history of crib biting. So really trying to figure out if, you know, a horse has learned just by watching another horse in the barn, we're really not sure. I think it's something that we need to continue to look into, but as I said, I think right now we don't really have good evidence that that's going on.
Well, Carissa, thank you so much for coming and talking to us about cribbing today.
Thank you very much.
That's Carissa Wickens, a horse specialist with University of Florida Extension. She's been our guest on Let's Talk Horses. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next week for another edition of Let's Talk Horses.